Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
We're not losing money. We're gaining lessons. And most of the time, it's in those moments where we, quote, lose the most money that we gain the most lessons, which allows us to gain the most money in the future.
Before we get into it, I want to introduce you to Groundbreaker, today's sponsor and partner. They are an all-in-one suite of tools for small to medium-sized real estate syndicators. They've got a special focus on real estate syndicators with $1 million to $100 million assets under management. They help you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Groundbreaker will help you scale your business without the need to scale your overhead. So they're going to help reduce your costs because of the admin team that won't need to be as large. And they're going to help you reduce your risk of data breach because of the security systems that they have in place. They'll help you increase your revenue by growing your assets under management because you're going to be allowed to focus on the things that are most important, like business growth and operations, not those administrative logistics. And ultimately, they're going to help you elevate your company's brand and professionalism and investor experience because your investors are going to enjoy having this platform with all their information versus however you're currently doing it. Three things specifically about Groundbreaker I personally like. One, super easy to use from an investor standpoint and from a general partner standpoint. Two, it allows investors and general partners to fund electronically, meaning that a limited partner can complete their entire subscription and funding cycle without leaving the platform. And on the general partnership side, for distributions, you can set it up so that you can trigger bulk ACH payments within the platform. And then last thing I really like about Groundbreaker is it's cost effective. It's healthy to the bottom line. Their basic plan allows sponsors to sign up for as little as $100 per month with no limits on deals or investors. And you can read all about the pricing on their website. Speaking of their website, it is groundbreaker.co/Joe, J-O-E. And when you go there, groundbreaker.co/Joe, you're going to get access to a pitch deck that the Groundbreaker team created so that you have a template should you want to use that and customize it for your own deal. So go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. Best ever listeners, today's guest is being interviewed by Theo Hicks. You know Theo, he's with us every Friday on Follow Along Friday. You're going to get a lot of value from this conversation. So with that being said, let's get going.
Hello, best ever listeners, and welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Theo Hicks, and today we are speaking with Madison Sturdike. Madison, how are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I'm doing good as well. Thanks for asking. And thanks for joining us. Looking forward to our conversation. Before we dive into that conversation, let's go over Madison's background. So she's a mindset and energy coach whose mission is to help people create more success, freedom, abundance, and impact. She's been coaching for 3 years and believes when you think higher level thoughts, you feel higher level energy, which leads to taking higher level action that can create higher level results. So she's not an investor, but since everyone listening is a real estate investor, we all want to achieve higher level results. So she is a perfect fit for this podcast. She is based in Dallas, Texas, and her website is magneticallyyou.com. So Madison, do you mind telling us a little more about your background and then what you're focused on today?
So I'll try to keep it to the short version. So in high school, I struggled with an eating disorder. It was a really tough time in my life. And I went through this several year struggle where I was, even after I had physically recovered, I was still thinking and worrying about food all the time. And it got to the point where I was like, all right, something's got to change. I can't live my life this way. So I went on this mission to figure out how to stop these never-ending thought loops and worries and anxieties surrounding food and to just free my mind so I could live my life without the constant worry and thinking and guilt and anxiety and all of that. So I went through this journey with myself. I started just questioning everything I had been taught to believe about food and health and our bodies. And through that process, long story short, I basically, without even knowing what I was doing, rewired my brain for food freedom. I started questioning all of my thoughts, replacing them with new thoughts, which then led me to act in different ways, which then led me to experiencing different results in my life. And all of the food worries disappeared. And so the first iteration of my business, I actually helped women do the same thing because I was like, oh my gosh, nobody told me that I can just trust my body and eat what I want when I want and my body will take care of me and I just have to listen to my intuition. No one told me that I need everyone in the world to know how to really reprogram their brains in a way that allows them to think empowering thoughts, therefore take empowering actions, and therefore have a more empowering life. And through all that coaching, what I realized with my clients and for myself was that it was never about the food and it became about so much more than the food. And I realized that through that journey that I had so much innate power to create my own life, my own results by choosing and changing my thoughts and my energy. So I realized that I started applying all the same kind of principles and tools and strategies to all areas of my life and everything in my life started changing. I started, my business grew much, much more quickly. My relationships expanded. I was seeing so much more success with so much more ease and so much less worry. So that's when I really made the decision to pivot from just coaching around food and to really coaching around all areas of our life and how we can really use our thoughts and our energy to create the life that we want, to create more abundance, more freedom, and more impact than we ever thought possible. So yeah, that's what I work with my clients on today.
Perfect. Thanks for sharing that. So would you say that your process that you have, is it more of a step-by-step process that you walk everyone through, or is it more on the lines of a case-by-case basis where what works for one person might not work for someone else? The reason I'm asking that because I want to figure out what follow-up questions to ask. So is it more of a one-size-fits-all approach, or is it a case-by-case individualized approach when you're coaching people?
Yes and no. So basically the way I coach and help people is I'm essentially helping them learn how to choose their own thoughts, choose their own feelings, and tap back into their intuition, which I feel like most of us are really just trained to completely ignore our intuition. So through that process, they're able to create their own empowering actions and empowering results in their life. So it looks different for everyone, but essentially it's that same process of really drowning out all of the noise of what we've been told that we should do or we need to do or what we need to think or what is true for us. And like so many of us, like for example, have been taught, especially in business, like it has to be hard. You have to hustle. You have to work 16 hours a day. You can't sleep. You have to sacrifice. It has to be really, really hard in order to be successful. And what if that wasn't true? What if you could do less and actually make more money? What if it didn't have to be hard? What if it could be fun and it could be easy? So it's really just looking at, for every person, those thoughts are different, but it's like, okay, if these are your current thoughts and these are your current feelings and these are your current results, let's look at what were those thoughts and feelings that created those results and how can we tweak those in a way that will allow you to produce different results? Because in order to produce different results, obviously it's, I forget what that quote is, but you can't expect different results if you keep doing the same thing over and over. It's the definition of insanity or something like that. I'm sure I'm butchering the quote.
So it's about tapping back into the intuition and then questioning the conventional wisdom about success, for example. In your example, was questioning the conventional wisdom of eating and then kind of more broadly about success. So I guess practically, when you say people need to rewire their brains, choose which thoughts they want to have, what does that actually look like? What type of exercises should people do in order to start moving towards that process?
There's a lot of things, and it's actually a lot easier than you might think. I think there's tons of tools and tons of practices, and really what I work with my clients on, there are millions of tools and practices that have worked for other people, but you have to choose the ones that feel good for you, because if they don't feel good for you, if they're not aligned with you, if you're intuition is screaming no the whole time, then it's not going to work for you. So things like meditation is extremely, extremely powerful. There's been so many studies on people's brain studies. Even just after one meditation session, you can see the very clear changes in the brain. And hypnosis is another thing. It's very similar to meditation. It's not scary or weird. It's just very relaxing. It's a way to really reprogram your brain and your subconscious mind and kind of all of those thought loops and patterns that are running on autopilot, because our subconscious minds are really the drivers of our reality. I think they say it's like 95% of our actions and habits and behaviors come from our subconscious mind. So meditation, hypnosis, journaling, really looking at what are the thoughts that keep replaying in my head that are holding me back and asking yourself, is that true? Was there ever a time in my life where it wasn't true? What evidence do I have that this isn't true? What might I like to believe instead? What beliefs do I need to adopt in order to get the results that I want? The version of me who already has, I know your listeners are all into real estate, so the version of me who already has the real estate business that I want, what does he or she believe? What does he or she do on a daily basis? How does that version of me show up? How does that version of me think? What are their habits and how can I show up as and embody that version of me now? Because when you can show up as the version of you who's already created the results you want, then obviously you're already on your way to creating those results.
So journaling, meditation, and then you said hypnosis. So where do I go? Because obviously you can meditate by yourself. Well, I guess follow up on meditation. Do you just do it by yourself or do you do a guided type of app?
I do guided just because for me, I like it better. It feels better for me. So I actually have free meditations on my website. If you go to magneticallyyou.com, you'll see it front and center. You can download some and get started there. And obviously YouTube and Google have tons of meditations and even hypnosis. And it's just a really, really powerful way to really bring yourself back into alignment, get out of overwhelm, get out of your fears, get out of this hustle and grind mentality and really step into alignment and flow and ease in your life and in your business.
My follow-up question. So you're saying that there are apps and YouTube videos for hypnosis. I don't need to actually go to someone to do this to me.
How do you go to someone to do it to you?
No, I was asking, I know if you can meditate by yourself, you can journal by yourself. Do you need another person for hypnosis? Is there like a specialist you go to, or is there an app for that as well?
There's definitely apps. Someone told me a website yesterday, hypnosisdownloads.com. I haven't been on it, so I can't vouch for it. However, it was recommended by someone who I really trust. So maybe trying there. I do some hypnosis with my clients if anyone's interested in that. But yeah, you also can find so many free resources on Google. If you're having trouble with anxiety, you could look up hypnosis for anxiety, and I'm sure you could find something. And it's also a process you can do for yourself. You can essentially, after maybe you listen to one and there's something in particular you're struggling with, you could literally record your own voice, which sounds weird, but it actually is really, really powerful, especially because our brains are very, very receptive to our own voice. And it's something you can even create for yourself with just a little bit of research. But yeah, there's tons of free resources out there. I have free meditations on my website. I actually have a 5-day meditation challenge that used to be a paid offer, but I'm actually making it a free offer soon. So by the time this gets released, that should be on my website. And it's 5 days of guided meditations. And it's an amazing, amazing place to start for anyone who's new to meditation or skeptical about it. It's just a great 5-day experiment. And that's another thing too, is just experimenting, I think, is so powerful in our lives, because a lot of times we think we want to change a habit and then we think, okay, I have to do this habit for the rest of my life. But it's like, what if we just do a 5-day experiment with meditation? We don't have to meditate every day for the rest of our lives. That feels too big and too insurmountable. And most of us are like, nope, let's just not do that. But what if we just did an experiment and see how it goes? And then after the experiment, you can feel it out and then make a decision if it's something you want to continue experimenting with. I feel like it takes so much of that pressure off of what we should be doing or what we're supposed to be doing.
Oh yeah, that's huge. Yes, definitely. If you're trying something new, don't tell yourself you're going to do it forever. Just do it for a little bit to make sure that it works. All right, so we were kind of talking about this a little bit beforehand, but obviously how you start your day is going to affect your mindset and your energy for the rest of the day. So what would you say is the ideal way for someone to start their day? Should it be a routine? Should it be something different every day? Should you just jump right into work? Do they have some sort of daily practice? What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, I love this question so much because I feel like there's so much advice out there about morning routines. Like, this is the $1 million morning routine. You have to do these exact steps. And that's just not my style. I think the best routine and practice anyone can have for themselves in the morning is the one that feels best for them. If you're doing something because you're supposed to or you have to, and it becomes this thing that feels like a to-do or a chore, it's not going to serve you, and you may as well just not even do it. It's not even useful. So what I think is finding a morning routine that feels good for you, and that may look the exact same every day, or it might be different every day. You might just wake up and ask yourself, what do I need to nourish my mind, body, and soul today? What do I need right now? What would feel really good for me today? And maybe that's your practice. Maybe you ask yourself that one question and you let yourself be guided to what your intuition is telling you need that day. For me, I like a little bit more structure. So my non-negotiable morning routine is I wake up, I have matcha. If you don't know what that is, it's a green tea latte, but that's besides the point. It's kind of like an alternative to coffee. And then I journal. And those are my two non-negotiable things, because I used to wake up and I would run for the coffee and I would immediately open my computer and start working. And I feel like your brain does not work as well. Things take way longer. The day feels so much more overwhelming and you spend so much more time working, but you're way less productive. So I think it's whatever feels good for you and making sure you have that practice and that space for yourself in the morning where you're taking care of yourself. And I know we were talking about this before. We both like working out, and working out is oftentimes a big part of my practice. But I think there's so many different things you can do, and it's really just finding the practices and rituals that feel right for you. Sometimes my mornings include meditation, hypnosis, doing a workout, doing tapping, which is another way to reprogram your brain. It's called emotional freedom technique, but that's maybe for another time. But yeah, there's all kinds of different things you can do. And I would say the best routine for you is a routine that allows you to feel good and expands your thinking and your energy in a way that allows you to confidently take the actions that you need in order to create the results that you want. If waking up in the morning and running for your computer is not allowing you to feel your best and create your best work, then what if you try something different.
All right, Madison, what is your best mindset and energy advice ever?
Listen to yourself. Let yourself be guided and just ask yourself, what would that future version of me who already has the results or success or business, whatever it is that I want, what would that version of me think or do in this moment?
All righty. Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
I'm ready. How lightning is lightning?
We're about to find out after this quick word from our sponsor.
Groundbreaker helps you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. That's groundbreaker.co/Joe to get a free deal pitch deck template. Bob Malecki and his team at Resolution Capital Management partner with individuals to invest in distressed residential mortgage notes. If you're interested in doing a joint venture with them, where basically you invest alongside with them and share in a portion of the profits based on how well that individual project goes, then go to rcm.company/JV. That's rcm.company/JV.
Okay, Madison, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
Okay, I have to pick two. So the first one is Happy Pocket Full of Money. It's all about essentially reprogramming your mindset around money in order to create more abundance in your life. It's really, really powerful. It goes into quantum physics and it's amazing. The other book is called You Are the Placebo by Joe Dispenza. And it's all about how we have the power to create and heal anything in our life through the power of our thoughts and through the power of meditation. So both really, really great books.
If your coaching business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
Probably restart a coaching business, or if I had to do something totally different, interior design.
Usually ask what's your best deal or worst deal, but I'm going to change up a little bit because I had this question earlier. So what would you say is the most common worst thought loop your clients have that's the hardest to break?
Ooh, okay. This is a good question. The hardest thought loop to break. The lack of belief in possibility. It's not possible for me. It worked for them, but this won't work for me. And it's that lack of belief in possibility that keeps you closed off to all of the infinite opportunities and possibilities that are out there. But about losing on the deal, I did want to touch on that one because I have something interesting that probably no one has answered before. So, okay. My thing is, I'm not in real estate. My boyfriend is, so I'm kind of familiar, but that's how I'm connected with you guys on this podcast. But I don't feel like we're ever losing money because we're not losing money. We're gaining lessons. And most of the time, it's in those moments where we, quote, lose the most money that we gain the most lessons, which allows us to gain the most money in the future. So I think that there's actually no such thing as losing money. We're only gaining lessons.
Yep, Coach Trevor, everyone on the podcast knows, he says that there's no such thing as failure. There's only feedback. So kind of I'm along the same lines of what you're saying.
Yes, exactly. And losing money, losing out on a deal is that same thing. It's just feedback and information to allow you to create more in the future. And like, how awesome is that, that you now have more information to better inform you going forward?
What is the best ever way you like to give back?
One of my favorite ways is tipping a lot. I really like to surprise people at a coffee shop or a restaurant with just a really nice tip. It feels good to just give in that way and show appreciation.
I like that one. I don't think I've heard that one on the show before. It's a great way to give back.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. And then lastly, what's the best ever place to reach you?
My Instagram at magneticallyyou or my website magneticallyyou.com.
All right, Madison. Well, really appreciate you coming on the show today and giving us your advice on mindset and energy. I really like what you said about the morning routine. There's a lot of different morning routines out there. There's the ones that this one's guaranteed to, you know, result in the millions and millions of dollars for you. And some of you mentioned it about it being a chore and just being something else you stress about in your life is not useful to you at all. So you mentioned that it's better to select a morning routine that works best for you, that feels best for you. And that really is a theme that I got from everything you talked about. You said your main goal when you are working with clients is to help them tap back into their intuition, tap back into their feelings, and then leveraging that as opposed to ignoring that and just following external wisdom about, for example, you need to work thousands of hours every single week in order to be successful. You also mentioned a lot of practical exercises people can use in order to tap back into that intuition. Again, finding the ones that's the best for you, that feel good to you. So you said meditation, you've got free meditation on your website. You said hypnosis at hypnosisdownloads.com, and then journaling. And so you said ask questions like, what are those common thoughts that I have? Are these thoughts true? Do I have evidence to support that they're true? Or are they actually not true? What beliefs and thoughts do I need to have in order to get the results that I want? Something else I really like that you said too about experimenting. So rather than adopting a new routine and telling yourself that you're going to do it for a year, just tell yourself that you're going to do it for a week, and then you're going to analyze the results. And if it's helpful, if you like it, you'll keep doing it. If not, you'll find something else. And then lastly, your best ever advice, which was to listen to yourself and then picture your future self, the one who has achieved whatever goal you want, and then ask yourself, what would that future self do in this situation, or what would this future self do right now? So again, I think lots of really solid advice in this episode. So we really appreciate you coming on and sharing that with us. Best ever listeners, as always, thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.